This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalist social engineers are evil, but they're also smart. They're very cold-blooded. And they know, as sure as the sun came up this morning, that if they try to make their sons sit down when they go to the bathroom, when they urinate, and teach them their girls, and take them to drag queen events where they got to give $5 bills to naked and dancing men like they do here in Austin, that most of those boys are going to rebel and want to be super alpha males. But see, they got chemicals in the food and water. And they've got social suppression so that they can push as hard as they can to actually politically go in and militarily or via force, via the police, keep people from breaking outside of those parameters. Now, Paul Watson joins us, taking over this hour. Paul, I saw a shocking report out of the Express News, out of the Daily Mail, and out of Breitbart, where they're going to have your Girl Scouts, I guess they call them Girl Guides over there, are now going to have 25-year-old men leading them, and they're going to take showers with the 5-year-old girls. That's been officially announced, and I'm sure you saw a report that's up on Infowars.com, the video now, about Feminist Baby, where the Feminist Baby's naked, and she's rebellious, and she's a boy, and I mean, the full-on assault on children by Disney and all these people, it's like, what is their end game? How did they get so organized? What is going on? Again, new Disney book targets babies for sexualization and gender confusion. Feminist Baby. It's up on Infowars.com. Paul, what's your take on this?
Well, it's another example of the sickness that we're descending into. The whole point about sexualizing children, like, I didn't even have any sexual thoughts whatsoever about anything until I was probably, you know, 8 or 9. It's like kids that age don't even involve them
in
it.
And they know if you sexualize them young, it creates mental illness and degeneracy. That's the plan, exactly.
Well, what you've obviously got with a lot of this is parents transposing this idea that they need to brainwash their kids and that this is their role to be political social justice activists, which is why now you have parents dressing up their little boys in pink dresses, giving them toys, even though all the science shows that boys, girls naturally gravitate towards the toys that correspond with their biological gender. That's science, that's settled. But you have these demented, deranged parents who think that it's their duty not to say, oh, I'll let them decide and do whatever they want. That's not even it. They overtly transpose their demented social justice ideology onto their children. And, I mean, that's child abuse. If you're
and just as Camille Paglia said, teaching a 3-year-old they're really a girl or a boy when they're not, that is child abuse.
Exactly. And they have all these viral videos, Alex, where it's, you know, kids or teenagers who have transitioned into a different gender and, like, they actually look like the gender they've supposedly transitioned into. And it's like, this is the evil example that the right is throwing at you to say that this is all wrong. No. I mean, we've had actual cases numerous different times where they've used this, these transgender people, and they're not even making the effort. If you're a guy with a massive beard and you put on a dress, that doesn't make you transgender. You're a pervert, and they've done it several times.
But again, we're not against anybody individually. It's organized, pushed at kids. Let them chase butterflies with a butterfly net or play badminton or go in the woods and do an egg hunt or go to the planetarium. Don't teach them how to be trannies when they're 2 years old.
No, I mean, even if you talk to gay people, like a lot of them actually went out with women and they weren't sure until they hit the late teens in some cases or at least mid-teens. Now they're going in with like 5-6-year-old kids. This is completely deranged, Alex.
All right, stay there. I'm going to introduce you in the next segment. We've got other breaking news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And very soon, going to have massive news for you, specifically about Harvey Weinstein's lawyer and so much more. I can't wait to present you this information. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your tax. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave like everyone else. You were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Paul Watson has released a new powerful video. He's about to premiere the latest atrocities of popular art. But Paul, just briefly here, if you looked at how you were going to bring down a civilization and poison a society, they're following a scientific plan. I'm not saying space aliens are running this, but if you look at the culture attacks and the breakup of families and the chemicals in the food and water, all of it is to end our species as we know it. So we're on a planet in deep space. All I'm saying is this is big. And those of us resisting it, the establishment can claim, well, you're just trying to keep a cancer going. We're trying to save the Earth from the cancer. That's humanity, if you believe them. But then they're the ones involved in genetic engineering and chimeras and all the things that are actually damaging the Earth and building more nuclear reactors. You could say that they're just insane, but there's a focused plan worldwide to break up families, to poison the Earth, and to do this, Paul. What do you think's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? And then you take over and throw it to the special report.
Yeah, it's a long video, Alex. It's about 8 minutes long, so I'll probably go to it in the next segment where we get a chance. But, I mean, look at modern art, for example. They've exalted ugliness as beauty. Now you're getting students at university level being taught that believing in objective beauty, so believing that a vista, a landscape is beautiful, and yeah, you can have different tastes, you can like different styles of art, but beauty is beauty, okay? You know, an example I give in this video that's not beauty. A turd stuffed in a toilet roll holder, which is one of the examples, that's not beauty. Like, they had a $46 million sale of this painting, which wasn't much more extravagant than that one you're showing now. It's just basically a guy got a brush, stuck it on the end of a pole, and did that, what you see right there, just a bunch of red splodges. Looks like a toddler's gone nuts with a bottle of ketchup or whatever. $46 million that sold for at the same auction that the $450 million Leonardo da Vinci painting sold at. And this is treated in The Guardian. They call this guy, this artist who did this, like the most intelligent and eloquent artist of our age. And they say it, they print it with a straight face.
Well, as you know, Paul, it's Discordia. And it's about selling a fraud and having rich billionaires buy worthless garbage while people starve to death everywhere. This is their religion, to assault the the innate beauty we know in our connection with God. They even write that's what they're doing as the CIA, as you know, you've covered it, declassified that ugly architecture, ugly art was meant to sabotage our basic bearings so that we think we're insane because we love a beautiful sunset. They go, no, we love raping a small child to death and slitting their throat. That's beautiful. They're teaching us how objective it is. We just need to tune into their Satanism.
Well, it's pushing this nihilistic mindset that everything is meaningless, that you can't achieve anything, that you can't contribute anything to the legacy of human achievement, which, you know, in art, and, you know, you can pick it up from the Renaissance 700 years ago. Now we've literally got this, like some guy getting a brush and just moving it around and then charging for
it. What it is, Rembrandt. No one can duplicate the way he picked up light with oil. Even today, computers can't do it. So there's no Rembrandts. So a bunch of people go, well, I'm doing a stick figure. You're going to pay $10 million, and I'm liberal. I'm going to say it's the most beautiful thing. So you're going to pay for it with taxpayer money to drive up the value. I mean, that's what it is. It's losers getting together saying, we're losers. We're going to pull down true beauty.
No, exactly. And, you know, it's partly financial as well. They buy this vastly inflated, overpriced art to launder money. They give it as charitable donations later on down the line to basically avoid tax. It's a massive scam by a small collection of collectors and art galleries. And they call it high culture. So then when the young generation looks at this and says, well, they're saying that this, like a urinal is high culture, a turd stuffed in a toilet roll is high culture, I want nothing, no part of that. I'm going to play video games. I'm going to do whatever else. So they make it deliberately impossible for anyone to break into it.
They lower the bar on high art to dynamite it.
Exactly. And so, again, it drags down the collective encouragement that the society has, that younger generations have to get up and go and to be creative. Because there are modern artists that are supremely talented. But none of them are going to get in any of these galleries because, again, like what we're seeing with the Grammys today, there's this pressure to have an overlay of social justice consciousness. So even if your art can be complete crap, and sometimes it's literally trash, but as long as you say that it's got some social message, which, oh, just by coincidence, pushes some far-left deranged cliché, then it's perfectly fine. Then you get in the art galleries.
And again, this is the biblical story. Something ugly trying to pull down what's beautiful. Feminist baby shows the naked baby. You know, this has been put out, as you know, by Disney. And then it says, I'm ugly. I play with trash. I don't do what my parents say. You know, I do all these bad things. I do whatever I want. They're teaching rebellion. They're teaching failure. They're teaching just pure garbage.
Exactly. And again, they're trying to present it as counterculture. It's not counterculture. When you control the entirety of the dominant culture, whether it be Hollywood, whether it be the music industry, whether it be art, whether it be media, right? You're the dominant culture. You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. So they push all this transgender crap, all this feminist baby crap. It's like rebelling against your parents. No, you're conforming. It's the ultimate act of conformity to go along with this deranged insanity that the dominant culture is pushing on a regular basis. And now it's even backfiring on them. Like I've made videos where I break down the fact that the more Hollywood gets into this social justice, this diversity obsession, the more their ticket prices, their sales crater. I mean, they just had the worst Hollywood
just
summer
like season. Just like the NFL, just like all of it. Paul, you're taking over after the break. But just showing people the article on Infowars.com that has the video in it with Millie Weaver breaking it all down. You look at this, and it's titled New Disney Book Targets Babies for Sexualization and Gender Confusion. Feminist Baby Children's Book Sexualizes Infants. Scroll up a little bit or scroll down. You can see we blurred the naked baby because the way they show this with the baby's butt sticking out in your face saying, I do what I want. I wear no pants. Then you learn I'm a rock star. I'm sexualized. You know, and then the same artist says, Daddy saying she's pretty is bad. I'm not pretty. You know, girls can't be pretty. I mean, this is just mental illness. Going into Target, buying mental illness, buying this perversion to push this garbage. Paul Watson of Infowars.com and NewsWars.com is coming up after this quick break. But before we go any further, I just want listeners to know we are going to have to end a lot of these specials today. We have free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, trying to, you know, compete with the monopoly outfit, Amazon. And then we have our silver bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, 67% off, you know, at $9. Bezos sells the same stuff at Whole Foods. He owns for $25. All Pro Pure Water Filtration, 25% off. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, 50% off. Prostaguard, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Tactical Walls Concealment Products for your body armor, now in store, plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Help fund the Second American Revolution. Free shipping. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off. That way you support us each month, but also get 10% off. And the new Red Pill, the real Red Pill, is in. Multivitamin, minerals, amino acids, and then pregnenolone, which is the building block of all your hormones that most folks don't have now because of the chemicals in the environment. This is an incredible booster. It takes about a week for it to kick in. Stuff like Brain Force kicks in 30 minutes. This takes about a week to kick in, but it's for your heart, your brain, everything. It's really amazing. So check out the real pill, the real Red Pill, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. From London, Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side. We've still got 3+ hours left in the global 34-hour transmission. Please spread the live links. George Soros hates it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, it is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to that new video that just went up on Infowars.com about an hour ago. Latest atrocities in modern art. Of course, it's part three of a series that I've made about modern art, the true purpose behind it. We're going to go to that video in the next segment when we get time. Before we hit the news now, though, I want to tell you about the Cyber Monday specials at Infowarsstore.com. We have Brain Force Plus, which obviously, I always remind you, really triggers the verified liberals on Twitter when I promote BrainForce Plus. It really gets them going, so I'm going to do it every chance I get. And specifically because we've got 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com on BrainForce Plus, one of our highest rated and best-selling InfoWars Life formulas ever. It is the nootropic that all the whiz kids in Silicon Valley are taking. It gives you added mental clarity if you're engaged in something that requires a lot of concentration. It's going to really give you a boost. It's going to give you a boost in energy as well without that junk feeling you get from coffee or from those fizzy caffeine drinks. It is Brain Force Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com as part of the Cyber Monday special. You've also got gift cards for Christmas at 10% off at the InfoWars store. So we have that special running. We also have other specials, including Carnivore, the all-new enzyme formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 33% off. Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. That's on special offer on this Cyber Monday at InfoWarsLife.com, as is Floralife, the all-new digestive probiotic formula, again, at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, support this network as we're under constant attack. Let's get into the Elizabeth Warren situation. Of course, this broke yesterday with Trump again for probably about the 200th time, referring to her as Pocahontas. Suddenly, the media decided to get all offended over it and pick him up on it, even though the media itself, the mainstream media, has reported for years now that Senator Elizabeth Warren's supposed Native American heritage is probably a load of bunk. Oh, but suddenly it's so credible, it's so believable, because we can attack Trump using this. I want to flash back to an article put out by CNN. I think this was last year, actually, during the election cycle, entitled, "Here's the Deal with Elizabeth Warren's Native American Heritage." And even they admit, maybe, but doubtfully, maybe she might be 1/32 Native American, one part out of 32 Native American. They cite the Washington Post, their fact checker, which decided against judging the issue at all. So even the Washington Post and CNN aren't prepared to commit to saying that Elizabeth Warren has any Native American heritage at all. Oh, but now Trump's the racist and it's a racial slur. Even though it's a racial slur aimed at a white woman with blonde hair and blue eyes. How completely ridiculous is that, when they themselves report as recently as last year that she had, it was doubtful she had any Native American heritage? Oh, but we can get offended about it, so we're going to treat it as if it's the height of credibility. Now we have an article out of Daily Call, a Navajo code talker breaks silence, destroys fake Indian Elizabeth Warren with epic one-liner. Actually in the Gateway Pundit. Now, he was asked, he was one of the Native Americans, an actual Native American who was at the ceremony with Trump. He was asked about the Pocahontas comment. He said, quote, the Marines made us yell Geronimo when we jumped out of planes, and that didn't offend me either. So he doesn't care about it. Once again, it's the deranged Trump derangement syndrome obsessed left getting offended on behalf of other people when those people themselves don't really give a damn. Now, before Donald Trump even used the racist slur, which isn't a racist slur because she's a white woman, Pocahontas, Bill Maher did it without Elizabeth Warren objecting. This is out of Breitbart. Elizabeth Warren responded to the president's Pocahontas poke by calling it racist and sending out a fundraising appeal pleading with donors to strike back at a bully. So she immediately used it to make money, obviously. But when talk show host Bill Maher made the same quip, the Massachusetts senator merely made a point about the popularity of progressivism. So Bill Maher said to Elizabeth Warren, I think this was last year again, quote, they don't like you, Pocahontas. Earlier this year, in fact, and the liberal audience laughed hysterically. And Warren neither lectured the laughters nor scolded the joker. She did not respond with a fundraising letter or denounce Maher's racist speech on national television. And she simply had no reaction whatsoever. So Bill Maher can say it. It's not racist. Nobody cares. Nobody gets offended. Now we have this. It gets even worse for Elizabeth Warren. Headline, Elizabeth Warren ancestor rounded up Native Americans during horrific Trail of Tears. So now it appears that her ancestors actually conspired in the oppression of Native Americans. Not only is Senator Elizabeth Warren lying about her Native American heritage, but it turns out one of the lawmaker's ancestors rounded up Cherokees during the Trail of Tears. According to Warren, her Native American heritage comes from an Oklahoma Territory marriage license application from 1894 by her alleged great-great-granduncle, William Drake Crawford. From here, Warren says her Native American heritage comes from that William J. Crawford's mother, O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford. Again, nobody can even confirm that. They're saying possibly 132 Native American, but can't confirm it. Well, Breitbart News reports today in an article that no evidence supports that claim and that O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford had no Cherokee heritage. She was listed as white in the census of 1860 and was most likely half Swedish and half English. Yeah, I'm probably more Native American than Elizabeth Warren at this point. She was also Scottish, German, or some combination thereof. So she was European, white European. But the most stunning discovery about the life of O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford is that her husband, Mrs. Warren's great-great-grandfather, was apparently a member of the Tennessee militia who rounded up Cherokees from their family homes in southeastern United States and herded them into government-built stockades in what was then called Ross's Landing, now Chattanooga, Tennessee, the point of origin for the horrific Trail of Tears, which began in January 1837. So it turns out her ancestors were actually involved in the roundup of Native Americans. There's no evidence whatsoever that this person she points to as evidence of her Native American ancestry was Native American at all. She was European, Swedish, English, Scottish, German. That's not Native American. She's white. She has blue eyes. She's about as Native American as Rachel Dolezal is African American. Which is none whatsoever. But again, this is something we can get offended about. You saw the faces of those reporters in the White House press briefing room yesterday grilling the press secretary Sanders about this subject. They were all het up with righteous indignation over this racial slur launched against an innocent victim, a Native American. Nobody can even confirm it. CNN, Washington Post, they both investigated it. No Native American heritage was found. They didn't go on record to even claim it might be so. Of course, she used it in the Harvard Law School application to try and give her an advantage over everybody else by claiming to be a minority. It's a complete scam, yet they're trying to recycle it again. It's not going to work. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, you probably saw in the news a couple of weeks ago the sale of a rare, rediscovered Leonardo da Vinci painting for $450 million. What you probably didn't see is the sale of another painting for about $46 million. And for the benefit of radio viewers, listeners, this video that we're about to play shows this artist painting, if you want to call it that. Looks like a toddler's gone mad with a bottle of ketchup, okay? It's your typical modern art meaningless dross that takes absolutely no talent. This video breaks it down, the true agenda behind modern art. This is latest atrocities in modern art. Here's the video. Da Vinci painting just sold for $450 million. But what you may have missed at the same auction was the sale of this monstrosity. How much do you reckon? Did somebody buy it for $20 for a laugh? No. $46 million! $46 million for something that resembles what would probably happen if a two-year-old toddler was left on its own with a bottle of ketchup. Listen to the absolute tripe they spout to describe it.
Red is the colour of wine, but also of blood, and these canvases encompass both essential pleasure and violent debauchery associated with the god. This contrast is echoed in the painting's combination of euphoric loops that soar upwards and vermilion floods of paint that ooze and cascade down the canvas. The unfurling gestures of these paintings were made like Henri Matisse's works in old age, with a brush affixed to the end of a pole, which lends them their vitality and scale.
What a load of bollocks. That gibberish is another example of obscurantism, a rhetorical device modern art snobs use to disguise the fact that their art is completely meaningless. It's just a fancy way of confusing people so their initial discernment is temporarily suspended, making them afraid of criticizing such art for fear of appearing uncultured or ignorant. In reality, their first instinct is totally correct. The vast majority of modern art is talentless trash. Sometimes, it's literally trash. And the entire industry is a price-fixing scam, where galleries and auction houses, in coordination with elitist collectors, keep values grossly inflated. Collectors also gift crappy inflated modern art as a charitable donation so they can avoid paying tax. Others buy modern art simply as a way to launder money. It took Da Vinci 3 years to paint The Last Supper. The bloke who did this just stuck a brush to a pole, dipped it in paint, went like that a few times, and hey presto, that'll be $46 million, please. He spent just as much time thinking up a name for it, and after I'm sure what was an intense period of internal debate, he eventually settled on Untitled. Oh, but wait, it's part of a series, because it really looks like a lot of forethought went into the other one, given that it looks almost identical. The Guardian called the artist Cy Twombly, quote, the most intelligent and emotionally eloquent artist of our age. Yeah, our age is isn't it? Here's another spectacular work from the most intelligent and emotionally eloquent artist of our age. What endless list of titles did Twombly agonize over before naming this one? Oh, it's called Untitled. Again. I call it testing a biro pen. What makes this all the more ironic is that Twombly was obsessed with Leonardo da Vinci, which is like the schlub who designed this being obsessed with Isambard Kingdom Brunel. The age of Trump derangement syndrome has only intensified the belief that anything can be considered art if it serves to amplify some demented far-left political cliché.
The carpet, if you look very closely, you see, it's made up of thousands and thousands of African babies.
Oh. Oh, it's like he's literally walking on African babies.
Yeah.
And like, so he's like the West, and the African babies are like Africa.
Oh. That's a very good interpretation.
Remember the Black Lives Matter supporting performance artist who twerked her giant fat ass once for every time an African American was killed by a cop? Yeah, that was my favourite. Now a transgender artist has collected 200 gallons of urine to protest Trump. Yeah, stockpiling piss isn't art. It's a mental illness. This artist embarked on a, quote, observation of zeitgeist through the so-called thanatopolitical dimension of contemporary biopolitical practices. What actually happened is that she breastfed her own dogs, which is closer to animal abuse than it is art. But who am I to judge? This genius didn't even bother slapping a few splodges of paint on a canvas and instead just literally wrote the words, please imagine a boring abstract painting. But why even bother writing anything when you can just glue cardboard boxes to the wall? Having already blown $500,000 on a blue ring, Calgary wasn't finished yet.
Artists always say their aim is to move people with their work. Well, a massive new sculpture in Calgary is definitely moving a lot of people there into writing hate mail.
Just off the Trans-Canada Highway stands Calgary's latest public art installation, Beaufort Towers. The project cost $500,000.
The Museum of Modern Art in New York, MoMA, remains as cancerous as ever. This piece of art celebrates, quote, downtown counterculture. Exactly what's artistic or counterculture about some pouting soy boy flouncing around in front of a camera, your guess is as good as mine.
It's like, even like the reductive nature of this, like his color scheme is so fascinating.
Yeah, his color scheme is so fascinating, he's literally used One caller respondent to the Twitter thread reacted with their own pieces, all of which were actually more intricate than the dross hanging in the gallery.
Share photos on Instagram showing how you interpret the hijab as part of a modern wardrobe.
Yeah, the hijab is so modern that women all over the Middle East who refuse to wear it or simply let it slip are subjected to abuse, beatings, imprisonment and death. So modern, so progressive. Next up at MoMA, share photos showing how you interpret the chastity belt as part of a modern wardrobe, but given how insufferably boring and pointless their exhibitions are, it was thoughtful of MoMA to provide this jigsaw puzzle for visitors. Oh no, that's a piece of art too. No, an unfinished jigsaw puzzle is not art. It's an unfinished jigsaw puzzle.
If people say it's art, it's art.
I think that's absolute rubbish. So you could say anything is art.
You could say everything is art. But the point is that...
Is my shoe art?
If you say it is, I have to then judge it on those terms.
Well, I think that's a totally ridiculous argument.
Well,
I never heard anything more ludicrous in my life.
Well, it's
before.
Sort of a
replica sports shirt. They're not art. They're replica sports shirts. Just because you moved them to a different location and devoted a poncy, pretentious monologue to them doesn't suddenly make them art. They're still replica sports shirts. Just like sticking a piece of plastic through a toilet roll holder doesn't change the fact that it's just a piece of plastic stuck through a toilet roll holder. Art that has to be in a gallery to be art isn't art. Some kids left a pineapple in the middle of an exhibition and people mistook it for art, thinking that everything is subjective, that there are no objective standards of beauty, and that anything can be considered art isn't a refined opinion. It's dumb. If you think that, you're not sophisticated. You're a clown. Students are now being taught that believing in objective standards of beauty in art is cultural fascism.
Beauty has fallen into disrepute. For some reason, people have marginalized the pursuit of beauty. There's been a huge cultural shift, an almost deliberate attempt to expel beauty from the place in human life that it naturally occupies, which is the center. The message that art has been perpetrating for the last 50 or even 100 years, that in the end, that our aspirations to be something better are all self-deception and delusion. Of course, there is natural beauty, and there's the beauty of the human face and the human form, there's the beauty of animals, and the beauty of landscape. Everybody is aware of that. It stands there as an independent witness to the meaning of the universe.
What kind of damage is all this doing to the fabric of Western civilization? 700 years after the start of the Renaissance, and this is where we've arrived. If this is what we call high culture, an endless parade of meaningless debris that promises nothing and delivers nothing, what does this say about our society? What does this say about our contribution to the grand tapestry of mankind's collective achievement? What does this say about how we've let these culture vultures tarnish and defile the legacy of beauty handed down by our ancestors? We mustn't be afraid to loudly proclaim the emperor has no clothes. We mustn't be afraid to call out abstract modern art for precisely what it is: a wretched, ugly manifestation of postmodernism, an insult to our heritage, a desecration of our human potential.
There you have it, latest
atrocities in modern art. Video is up on wars.com right now. And again, we see the same process in NFL, we see it in Hollywood. As long as everything's politicized, it doesn't have to have any talent. That's become the main focus. So, of course, standards slip. In art, beauty is rejected, ugliness is venerated, so long as it pushes a demented far-left message. We'll be back on the fourth hour live. Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the Grammy nominations came out today, and the left is all over Twitter celebrating the fact that very few white performers or artists were nominated for Grammys. In fact, I posted a tweet about an hour ago from the Huffington Post. Actually, it was retweeted by the Huffington Post, so a kind of semi-endorsement from another verified liberal on Twitter called Jenna Amatulli, who celebrated the fact that, quote, no white men were nominated for the album Top Album Awards at the Grammys, with the words, white men are cancelled. She's actually happy that there are no white men up for receiving a big Grammy Award this year. Which, of course, ties in with this article, which is up on DrudgeReport.com. Grammy Award shocker for CBS's top pop stars Ed Sheeran and Lady Gaga snubbed. No country act in main categories. Now, before the break, I was talking about how everything is being politicized. with the NFL and the take a knee controversy, of course, that's harmed them massively. Viewership is down. ESPN is collapsing. People just aren't turning up for the games because they don't want politics injected into absolutely everything. They're sick of it. In fact, there was a big poll a few weeks ago that showed the vast majority of Americans don't want politics injected into their sports. That's the one time they want to get away from it. They go to a movie theater. They want to get away from it because it's just constant, incessant, everything politicized, everything divisive. They're sick to the back teeth of it. But as I said, with the modern art, again, you have this crappy modern art that gets put in galleries simply because the artist claims it has some social message to send, even if it's literally, you know, an unmade bed or a few splodges of paint, or in some cases, absolutely nothing, just a white canvas on a wall. As long as they claim it has some social justice message to communicate, then it gets in there. And now we're seeing it with the Grammys. Taylor Swift, of course, has been attacked by Cosmopolitan magazine and others over the past few weeks because she hasn't contracted Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, Taylor Swift had the temerity to not inject herself into this partisan political bickering over the past 12, 15 months. So now she's being attacked for not saying anything. Like, she may say something that might offend a bunch of people, but no, not even that. She's not said anything about Donald Trump, anything about the presidential election. So now she's being attacked. And lo and behold, this article explains it. Taylor Swift will not perform at the Grammys. She'll not be performing her song, Look What You Made Me Do. Miley Cyrus won't be singing Malibu. There are no country music acts performing at the Grammys. Basically, white people have been expunged from the awards to a large degree, in the nominations at least. And, you know, doesn't even matter. This is supposed to be a meritocracy. It shouldn't even be an issue. But the left is all over Twitter celebrating the fact that basically hardly any white people have been nominated for Grammys. And in this article, they point out the mere act of not having a country music act performing or nominated is going to crush them when it comes to viewership. We've seen the same process again with the NFL, with Hollywood. Hollywood just had its worst summer season in years and years. Their income is plummeting, and it's partly to do with the fact that all this politicization, all this social justice, all this diversity obsession is being injected into movies at the expense of plot, at the expense of character development. Everything's just a recycling of superhero franchises. People are getting sick of it. Nobody's got any new ideas. Nobody's prepared to take risks because, again, they're being judged on, oh, how many non-white characters are in the lead? How much diversity is in your movie? Not if it's a good movie. Like, who cares? But now it's in the Grammys, and now they're saying that Taylor Swift won't perform. There are no country music acts performing. And, you know, God forbid, Taylor Swift would remain silent on politics because she's the authority, right? We must hear from Taylor Swift about the presidential transition and the Trump administration's legislative agenda. If what are we going to do if we don't hear from the noted expert Taylor Swift on any of that? In fact, it's become quite a funny meme over the past couple of weeks, which I've joined in on, which is people accusing Taylor Swift of being involved in a deafening silence over everything from, you know, the fall of the Mugabe regime in Zimbabwe to the threat that the development of artificial intelligence poses to the survival of humanity. How dare Taylor Swift not comment on any of that? Her silence is deafening, and she's complicit. Now she's being punished by the looks of it. By the Grammys, she won't perform her single. This, again, is an outgrowth of this incessant obsession with injecting politics into everything. You remember last year at the Grammys, there was a huge pressure for every winner of an award who got up and gave a speech to say something about Donald Trump. Because it was in February, it was right after the inauguration, it was right when the whole Muslim ban was going into effect. They were under pressure to say something. The ones who didn't were the ones who got highlighted. That's the level of indoctrination and cult-like witch hunt mob behavior amongst the left, to the point where it's not even if you say something that offends them, it's if you don't say anything at all. If you don't join the cult, amplify the mantra. And that's the trap that Taylor Swift's being caught in. God forbid, as a pop star, she would just want to focus on making records and performing at concerts. No, no, no. You have to get on the bandwagon because we're intolerant, we're hateful, we will hunt you down. That's the progressive left. And now it's taking place again at the Grammys. Fox News reports, and this is hilarious, feminism site Medusa magazine shuts down after founder admits it was pure satire. What appeared to be a far-left feminism magazine has shut down after its creator revealed that the entire project was a joke filled with over-the-top satire packaged as liberal talking points designed to mock legitimate feminists and their supporters. So basically the owner, the founder of this website, came out and said, look, feminist social justice warriors, the far left, are so deranged, they're so over the top, that our efforts to mock them by producing satirical articles, which are way over the top, isn't working anymore. It's not funny because we can't compete with them. They're so demented, they're so deranged, we can't even think up anything that would be more ludicrous than what they're actually doing. So now he's shutting down the website, and it's interesting because a lot of news outlets actually fell for these articles thinking they were real. Gateway Pundit, Russian news sources and others, including InfoWars. So, mea culpa there. This was so close to the bone. This was so accurate to what feminists were actually doing that we fell for it. We thought it was real. Now they're shutting down the website because of Poe's Law, which basically means that the satirical content is not far enough removed from the actual insanity that's taking place. People can no longer tell the difference. So now they're having to shut down the entire website. Absolutely hilarious. BBC News reports teenager 17 guilty of plotting Cardiff terror attack. A teenager from South Wales has been found guilty of plotting a terror attack in Cardiff. A 17-year-old planned to bomb a Justin Bieber concert in the name of Allah. Now, this 17-year-old kid was white and he was British. So tell me again about how criticizing Islam is racist. Now, fact check, Islam is not a race. You get white jihadists who plan terror attacks just the same as you get Persian jihadists, just the same as you get Arab jihadists planning terror attacks. Islam's not a race, and that's yet another example of it. Meanwhile, also in the UK, we have a massive problem here with Islamic schools. They're now going in and finding material. Let me pull up the article here. This is out of RT. Where the actual material is teaching children in schools. The headline is Beating Wives If They Refuse Sex Is Okay, according to books in Britain's Islamic schools. This is out of RT. The books sanction domestic violence and say women should never refuse their husband sex are among a series of sexist materials that inspectors have found in Britain's Islamic schools. So they contain quotes such as, quote, the wife is not allowed to refuse sex to her husband or leave the house where she lives without his permission. This is being taught to boys and girls in British schools, and in fact they go through it and they're replicating, they're regurgitating in exams, in essays, what they read in these books. So this is yet another example of how an actual misogynistic, sexist, anti-woman belief system is being allowed to penetrate at the very root of society. What have feminists got to say about it? Absolutely nothing. And it's happening in British schools right now. Kids being taught to treat women as second-class citizens, but because it's in Muslim schools, oh, we can't do anything about it because we have to be politically correct because we really care about women's rights, but let's just ignore that, okay? Time magazine says Trump not his person of the year. Perhaps Linda Sarsour, of course, the woman who said to Ayaan Hirsi Ali, the Muslim reformist, ex-Muslim reformist, she could take her vagina away because she's progressive like that. Now it appears that Time magazine may make Linda Sarsour the person of the year. This is who they want to represent, hijab and all, the new America. Absolutely incredible. Be sure to take advantage of those specials at TotalStore.com. To wrap it up for the fourth hour, War Room is coming up next. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.